I mean, I don't know any other way to explain it. You know, I just love doing it. It's all I want to do. It's all I've ever wanted to do. And it's all I ever will do in my life. So I'm pretty much just I'm a lifer.
It's true. Guitarist and songwriter Alejandro Escovedo is a lifer. He's been playing music professionally for almost 40 years. And his career has gone from punk to roots rock to Texas chamber music even. This is Take 5 on WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. If you hear a bit of Mexico and a little bit of the Sex Pistols in Alejandro Escovedo's music, well, that's just the kind of guy he is. Alejandro Escovedo has been an FUV staple for years, and in that time, he's gained a steady underground following. He also has some Hall of Fame friends. John Cale has covered him in concert, and Springsteen contributed to his latest CD, Street Songs of Love. FUV's Claudia Marshall talked with Alejandro Escovedo about his new album, and he told her it's a bit of a throwback for him.
It's a record that kind of goes back to where I began, in a sense, stylistically, in that it's two guitars, bass, and drums. There's no strings on this one. The songs are a collection of songs about love, and it's many faceted, twisted, kind of like, you know, mysterious ways that it has it. And just the toughness of it, in a way, of the songs, you know, reminds me of the people that I've always loved, Lou Reed and, you know, stuff like that. Maybe like Dirty Boulevard albums like that, you know. Yeah, it definitely has that feel. You know, it's funny, when I was kind of thinking about the next record after we had toured Real Animal and we were kind of figuring out what the next step would be, I just had this kind of idea that I wanted to make a record that was kind of like Exile on Main Street and Tom Petty, but coming from Texas really was a thing.
Absolutely outrageous thing of putting almost at the end of the record what is a killer song featuring a little known artist named Bruce Springsteen. It's almost at the very end of the record. It's right. Called Faith.
Faith, yeah.
How do you put that song at the end of a record?
You know, in a sense, I mean, if you look at it as a story, you know, there's anchor. And then maybe like, you know, Meteor Shower and Down in the Bowery are the centerpiece of this, you know. And then as you go on, I mean, Faith really sums up the whole record. And it was a song, as soon as I was writing it, and as soon as, you know, we heard that Bruce was interested in singing a song, that was the one, you know. It was either the opening track or the closing track, you know. So you kind of do it that way. I mean, you look at it like a movie, you know, or a book with a beginning and end. You need a strong beginning, you need a strong ending. Faith was perfect.
Gotta have faith in the broken and torn. You gotta have faith in the love that's reborn. Sometimes you gotta lose it just to lose it, just to find it again. And I recognize you're gonna need it when you get to the end. You're gonna have faith in the one that you love. You're gonna have faith in the mystery above. You're gonna have faith when your friends let you down. It's all gone around. You feel like you're gonna drown. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith.
Alejandro Escovedo and Bruce Springsteen singing Faith on his new album, Street Songs of Love. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. You can hear complete sessions with Alejandro Escovedo and many other artists online anytime at WFUV.org.